It's one tough religion, I guess. But, oh, listen to that. I love to hear the call to prayer. It certainly casts a spell. It's like calling to the soul.
Yes, it is.
It's in Arabic.
That's right.
It's odd.
Now, why do you say that?
Well, here we are in the South Pacific, where they speak Indonesian and, oh, God knows, hundreds of tribal languages, thousands of dialects, and, well, their religion is in Arabic.
The Catholic Mass was in Latin.
It's true.
The Jewish service is in Hebrew.
Yes.
Well, why do you think it's strange that a Middle Eastern religion would find its way into the South Pacific? Is it any stranger than another Middle Eastern religion, Christianity, finding its way into the Americas?
That's a good point.
I want to take you to dinner.
Oh, great. I love Indonesian food.
It's not Indonesian.
Oh.
I want you to meet someone. She's the proprietor of a restaurant here in Bukit Tinggi, Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa? Is that her name?
No. The Mona Lisa is the restaurant.
Oh, Italian. Great. I love pasta.
It's Chinese food.
The Mona Lisa is Chinese?
Yes.
Chinese. Well, great. I love Chinese. The Mona Lisa. It's a pretty funky place.
The food is very good.
There's lots of students, aren't there?
That's one of the reasons we're here.
Oh.
Let's sit over there.
Indrani, tell me, why was Jesse here? I mean, in West Sumatra.
Because it's such a unique culture. For centuries, anthropologists have been fascinated by the Minangkabau. They are one of the few peoples in modern times that have maintained a matrilineal society.
Oh, you mean that the property is owned by the women and it's passed on
from mother to daughter? Yes.
Oh.
In fact, the Minangkabau is the largest matrilineal culture in the world.
But wait a minute. I thought they were all converted to Islam.
That's true.
But Islam is very patriarchal.
But that is the fascination. How a rather severely patriarchal religion, Islam, will allow a matrilineal culture to continue.
And this is all true?
Jack, you should see the clan houses. They're quite extraordinary.
What happens when there's a marriage, though? Does the man go to live with the wife?
He moves in with her family, yes. The male headman, the Pengulu, is responsible for the management of communal property. But it's the women who pass the property on to their daughters.
Oh, wait, I don't understand. Isn't this completely counter to Islamic law?
This has existed for as far back as anyone knows, and no one wants to change it.
And they take their religion seriously?
Oh, they're very devout. Even though they are all Muslim, they are not so severe as in the Middle East. Indonesia is just about the only country in the world where non-Muslims are allowed to enter the mosques.
Really?
You'll see women, especially the older women, wearing headdress. And though they don't wear veils, the women do cover themselves quite completely. You know, only in the mosque do they wear all white. Outside of the mosque, they wear the most beautiful combinations of batik patterns you've ever seen.
You know, I have noticed how colorful the women do dress.
The language, too, uses the feminine instead of the masculine. Whenever you eat in a restaurant, it's the woman that is presented the check.
Oh, I love that. So that's why you took me out to dinner. You were going to get the check anyway.
Oh, here. I want you to meet Wooly.
Wooly?
Hopefully, Lilea.
Ikoyan hai, Mr. Flanders.
Ah, Mr. Flanders. Le homa.
I'm fine, thank you.
Le you kontong wa?
No, actually, I'm just guessing at what you're saying.
Oh, you're American. You don't understand anything?
Well, I understand something.
You funny man. And you come so far to be funny.
Not so far. I was staying in Bali.
Bali? Bali, very nice.
Yes.
Jack is trying to help us find Jesse.
Very, very strange.
What?
She vanished.
Then you knew her?
Yes, yes. Jessie come here all the time. You see, we have many students. Oh,
did she come here with friends?
Yes, sometimes with friends. Young woman.
An American?
No, no. Sumatran.
Do you know who she is?
Her friend?
Yes, her name. Where she lives.
No, no.
Well, does her friend still come here?
Yes. You want, I help you. You leave phone number. Next time she come, I call. You come, okay?
Okay.
Now, I have customer very hungry. How you say? Famine?
Famished.
Famished? No.
Yes, famished.
Ah, fucking, what the...
I beg your pardon.
Docevo.
Okay.
Well, that's a start. Indrani, what is your connection to Jessie? Now, Louise said you were her mentor, but there's something else she didn't say.
Louise feels I'm responsible for Jessie's disappearance.
Why does she blame you?
I want to finish what I was saying first.
Oh, sure.
About 20 years ago, I came here to study the Menaka people. I returned several times. I like it here. And I finally decided to stay.
Here in Bukittinggi?
Mm-hmm. I love the people. Aren't they the friendliest people you've ever met?
Well, actually, in Bali.
Ah, Bali too, yes, of course. Hmm. But, well, Jessie came to me because of my work with the Menaka women. Jessie was fascinated by the culture, but she also wanted to know about their magic.
Oh, I see.
This is something they keep to themselves. It's Muslim and, well, your experience in Morocco, you know that the ancient magic practices still exist today right along with Islam.
Yeah, but they really don't like people to write about it.
Well, it's similar here.
So, were they open to you?
Not for their practices of magic, no. What I did find out, and I only stumbled upon it by chance, there is a secret society, all women, that practices the old magic, and they of course also believe in Islam.
And you think Jessie got involved with this cult?
Cult is a dangerous word, Mr. Flanders.
I know.
She not only got involved, she was initiated.
Initiated? Well, isn't that unusual? I mean, for a Westerner to be initiated
Jessie
into a...
Jessie is like no one I've ever met before.
Yeah. I guess so.
There was a Sufi by the name of Hassan of Basra. When he was asked, "What is Islam and who are the Muslims?" he answered, "Islam is in the books and Muslims are in the tomb."
Indrani, have you seen this notebook?
Yes.
What do you make of it?
They're Jessie's notes. Wisdoms she's collected, sayings to meditate on.
Yeah. So, this ends Ramadan.
They'll be celebrating for a week starting tomorrow.
Fireworks?
No, except maybe spiritually.
It's even better. Okay, look. You know people in this cult or group or secret society, whatever you want to call it now, right?
Well...
Come on. Now, what do they call themselves? Indrani, do you know? Now, you can trust me.
Jack, if you mention this to anyone, they'll deny they've ever heard of it.
Okay. So what is their name?
The Kabut.
Kabut? What does that mean?
Mist. Veils.
Veils? You mean veils, like to cover up something?
Perhaps veils that are removed to reveal the truth.
Oh, that's interesting.
No one will talk about it.
Why? Are they frightened?
Of course not.
But Jessie was initiated into this group. She didn't tell you anything about them?
She was sworn to secrecy.
And you didn't ask her?
Of course not. She took an oath.
Indrani, what happened to her?
I don't know.
So where do I start?
Where do we start?
Ah, so you do feel responsible.
I introduced her to someone. That's how she became involved.
Have you spoken with this someone?
This someone has died.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Who knows? What do I know? Nothing. Well, what's on the old tube? prayer. Coming from all over the city. Coming from the TV, everywhere. Stunning. Oh, I hate telephones. Okay, I'm coming. Hello?
Mr. Jack?
Yes?
This is Wu Li.
Wu Li?
No, not Wu Li. Wu Li.
Oh, Wu Li.
She is here.
Who? Jessie?
No, Jessie, friend is here.
At the Mona Lisa?
Yes, of course. Where else?
Well.
You come?
Now?
Now, when else? Tomorrow? Next week?
Okay, but it's going to take me a few minutes.
So?
Well, will she still be there?
Maybe.
Well, just tell her I want to talk to her.
No.
Why?
She may not want to talk.
Well, just try to keep her there, okay?
Okay.
What?
When she finish eat, I no give bill. She no leave.
Great idea. Thanks.
Where to, boss?
Oh, the Mona Lisa, Henry. And step on it.
Step on what?
Just get there as fast as you can. But in one piece, please.
In what piece?
Forget it.
What?
Watch those natives.
No problem. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, no moment.
Henry. That's a catchy tune, Henry.
Hey, boss.
What?
How do you like Bukit Tinggi?
So far, it's all a blur.
A blur?
Yeah, Henry, would you please slow down.
Okay, boss.
Tell me, have you ever heard of the Kabut?
Who?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mona Lisa fast enough, boss?
Yeah, thanks. Plenty fast.
I never saw a man in such a hurry to eat.
That is her.
Over there?
Yes, her name is Adi.
How did you find out?
I asked her.
Right, thanks. Adi?
Yes?
My name is Jack Flanders. Can I speak with you a moment? It's regarding Jessie. Look, her mother asked me to find her.
I don't know where is Jessie.
But you must have known that she was involved in a group, the Kabut. You do know about them?
No.
Is her disappearance connected to the Kabut?
I don't understand.
You mean you've never heard of them?
I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, now, you and Jessie were good friends, right?
Yes.
Well, do you know where she is?
No, I told you.
Do you know why she disappeared?
No.
Look, you just accept the fact that she's gone and that's life?
She was my friend, but she just... I don't know.
What do you mean she was your friend?
Mr. Flanders, please, I cannot say more.
Why? Because something might happen to her? Or something might happen to you?
I must leave.
Adi, this is very important.
Please, I must go.
Adi, I'm staying at the Hotel Pusaka. If you find out any... Oh, damn. I'm not very good at this, am I?
Oh, you learn. Have soup?
What kind?
Wonton mein.
Thanks, but I'm going to follow her.
You go get them, Charlie Chang.
Right. Where is she? She couldn't have gone very far. Oh, there she is, up there. She's walking awfully fast. I'll have to move up closer or I'll lose her. It's some sort of marketplace. She's certainly moving right along. Now she's headed into that narrow street. And the mist is moving in. I'm glad I'm wearing my sneakers. Sneakers, huh? The right tool for the right job, right? I can't see her now. It's gotten so thick so quickly. There's a strange movement in the mist. It's sort of swirling around, like a spiral. It's like I'm looking into a whirlpool. I'm really getting dizzy. And it's getting larger. The mist is swirling around and around like some giant gaping vortex. It's pulling me into it. Good Lord, it is a vortex. Grab onto that street lamp, Jack, because we're being sucked in. It's gone. And she's gone. But I'm still here.